Yeah, that's right. I noticed that rehearing the shows. Ian said Moody at the very beginning says we're Moody's and Standard and Poor, and it wasn't saying that it was emotionally moody. So, but you appeared to become moody in the third hour. Definitely in the third hour.
Well, no, it was the point of, come on, let's go, or get out of the way. Rather than vetching that it's not, that you're not getting it, move on.
Well, I thought about that all week. What the hell are we supposed to do? How do we get out of the way? How do we move on? You won't even answer it because
well,
I had the word how.
It's easy. The point is many have listened and they've engaged and they've gotten great benefit. I mean, that's, you get them, line them up, no problem. But then they come into the place, and if you get accustomed to it, then it takes away some of the panache, the splash. And we want the splash back to be the position to where you can come in to continue and come on into your place of power so that it applies. I mean, we're not doing this for your health, okay? You're eternal. But we are doing it so you can get what lived what forever's for. Because if you could ever get what's forever's for, you wouldn't have these mindless machinations of coitus or coitus interruptus of the brain. Because it's not serving you.
It's like when Ion talks about praying. If you don't know how to pray, do it this way. If you don't know how to be ascended, just pretend, like Bob, that you're ascended. That's all.
Yeah,
and take RNA drops and realign.
Yeah, but what about the next thing you know, you'll find yourself in a position where you're doing things that otherwise you didn't know you could do. Well, obviously, because if you knew you could do it, you wouldn't have the question. Okay, no problem. So as you're moving through this process, what you're doing is you're validating the position that you already have. See?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
if you're a little man, what you're doing is you are depending on your inability to create. Well, that's what is, and that's why we say little men can't create. Little men can't create because all they're left with is what is. Well, I don't have $1 million. Okay, then you don't. Okay? But if you get $1 million, you can't create it. You've got to get somebody else's $1 million. You see? Because you've eliminated your place of power of actually creating $1 million for you. That's the paradox, as Bob keeps talking about, how you can't get anywhere. Well, if you're a little man and you can't do anything, we may not be able to help you either. But once you step into it a little bit and all of a sudden you start intending a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and then you realize the hugeness of that transaction alone, and then you turn around and go, well, I don't have a job, I can't make any money. And the amazing part is, as a creator, you're still surviving anyway. The way they tell this story, if you lose your job, you might as well blow your brains out because you're going to starve to death. And lead poisoning is much more preferable to wasting away. But yet that's not the case. You're eating anyway. You see? Most of the homeless people that are homeless today choose to be homeless. Literally. Literally. I mean, the bank certainly doesn't want your house. The last thing they want is some other piece of property they got to see after. So the point is to beat that dead horse to death just gets dead horse blood on you. So move it to another level, another position, so that it can be meaningful, delicious, and wonderful, and fun. And if that means from this point forward we only play with the 1%, so let it be.
Uh-oh.
Makes no difference to us.
Uh-oh.
Makes no difference to us. We love them all because we see you all as ascended. Just up to you. You see? Does that soften it a bit, maybe?
I suppose.
Well, I always say,